Bravo 2-0 by Andy McNab, read by Richard Graham. As we started heading south, we couldn't believe our luck. Nothing happened. Then from the east, our left-hand side, we heard the sound of track vehicles. Adrenaline rush, blood pumped, we stopped. We couldn't go forwards, we couldn't go back. Where else was there to go? We knew it was going to happen. I could see everybody preparing. They knew what to do. Bergens came off and men checked that all pouches were closed. It's no good running to attack and finding out when you get there that you've no magazines because they've all fallen out. They checked their weapons and carried out the drills that were second nature. We were probably no more than seconds away from contact. I looked around for a deeper depression in the ground than the shallow scrape I was in. The darkest minute is just before the firefight starts. You can't see a thing. All you can do is listen and think. How many of these things are going to come? Are they going to trundle straight up onto you? Which is what they'll do if they've got any sense. And just turn the machine guns on you like a hose. There was nowhere to run. We'd just have to fight. The screech of armoured tracks and the scream of the engine's high revs rolled round us. We still didn't know where they were. "Fucking let's do it, let's do it!" Chris screamed. I was overwhelmed by a sudden feeling of togetherness, of all being in this shit together. I had no thought of dying, just, let's get through this. People have survived ambushes through pure aggression. This was going to be the same. I pulled apart the tubes of my 66 and made sure the sights popped up. I put it beside me. I checked that my mag was on tight, checked that my 203 had a bomb in it. I knew it was there, but I couldn't help checking. It made me feel that bit more secure. There were shouts all along the line. "Shit, shit, shit. You see anything your end yet? No, can't see jack shit. Fuck it, fuck it. Come on, come on. Let's get this done." Everyone was concentrating, listening hard to locate the vehicles. Oof! Everyone at my end ducked. "For fuck's sake, what was that?"